DW.
I do believe that everyone living in urban area is being exposed to high level of noise pollution pretty much all the time.
Hey, come in.
My interest in sound and noise comes, in fact, from my passion for music. I went to music school at the age of 6, playing piano, and then I started playing in rock bands. And then when I moved to a big city, I got interested in electronic music. We ended up as a sound engineer in venues that would play mostly electronic music. We as human beings, we are born with perfect hearing, but this range shaves off as we grow older. You hear less of the really high frequency sounds. We lived in much quieter world 100 years ago. Now in urban areas, you would have so many different sound sources. If you imagine you live in a jungle and you hear a lion behind you, you will immediately turn and check, yes, this is a lion, and then you will run away. And if you're in the city and you hear a car behind you, then you're gonna jump. This is a stressful situation. But if this is kind of a hum of a city where you're always paying attention, trying not to get hit by a car, trying not to bump into someone, trying to avoid the building site, this kind of becomes normal, but it isn't. It isn't natural for humans. The World Health Organization suggests levels for what is acceptable as a loud or safe sound. In residential areas, the sound level measured in decibel would be around 40 decibel in the nighttime, which can be similar to maybe a quiet library where you hear every cough. And now this is fairly quiet and you hardly ever achieve that in the city. This is noise pollution then. So we're coming up to a studio space just outside the Ringbahn in Berlin, where plenty of bands rehearse. What I have here is a digital sound level meter, which measures the loudness of the music. Yeah, on each floor there is a couple of studios where bands would rehearse. So now the studio is right behind this door. Seems like the average would be around 68. Yeah, so this is louder than I thought. It's legal to work in an environment which is this loud for 8 hours a day. But we're standing outside the studio. The sound pressure level inside the studio would probably be almost 100 decibel. Sound pollution also impacts on our environment, on ecology. There has been study undertaken that proves that birds living close to highways would gain less weight during the summer season than birds living further from those highways, suggesting a stress level. There's been similar study undertaken on how sound in the oceans impacts on whales. The sound and noise has a significant impact on health of our animals and mammals. There is such a thing as too quiet, though. If you're working in a very quiet office where you can hear every cough and every SMS coming in, this will make you less focused. And therefore, it's become a standard measure in offices in the States to install speakers that generate so-called pink noise, which is a hum on the background that kind of covers all these little noises that will distract you. Now we are in a club in Berlin. This is one of the venues where I work as a sound engineer. and I'm going to illustrate what is acceptable level that we play for this dance floor. So this, on a club night, that would be an acceptable level. Now you have to imagine that there would be 500 people on the dance floor and they are dimming the sound a little bit. But yes, it is quite loud. I would say this was about 95 to 100 decibel on the dance floor. And if you live nearby, this is what you're probably gonna hear outside of the club. There we go. So this is a bass frequency that is the most difficult sound to isolate and eradicate. The higher sounds, they are easier to capture. When the source is really loud, that's where the trouble starts. And this is a really powerful sound system. In the future, we're gonna have to try to reduce the volume in this venue because this neighborhood is slowly turning into a residential area. It is a fact that noise pollution is as bad for our body as air pollution. So every measure we can take to reduce that impact will help.
DW.